What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Thanks for being here. I am fresh back from Canada and Portland and all the other places. I am home. She is back in Atlanta, Georgia. I am thrilled to be here. Got to be honest with you. Nothing will ever feel as good as walking in that door and having that little face, that little rigatoni face, just, you know, making his crazy pterodactyl noise of excitement and seeing Bronny run around the corner and just those puppy kisses. I missed it. I missed my family. So good to be home. I'm so grateful for the experience that I had in Canada. I mean, it was wild, man. Let me tell you what, Canada, fun ass place. And that visa is good for a year. So if we got to go back, we will cross the border. I am thrilled to have my mom and my sister on the podcast today. I'm going to start with my mom and then Ashley will get here at some point. But something happened. I come into the house and I've been gone for a month and a half. And obviously I FaceTime them every day and chit chat. And I literally walk in the house and Ashley's like, you're never going to fucking believe. Mom almost got scammed last night. And so this episode is all about just having a conversation with the people that you love. And really, I'm in protection mode because I've been away and I've come home and now I feel like Mama Goose and Mama Bear and I got to protect my little chickens. Even though we're all grown ass adults, somebody tried to scam my mom over the phone. And this has happened to a lot of people's parents and it's not okay. And I'm not fucking dealing with it. And I'm not going to deal with the fucking scammer because that's the lowest of low. It's one thing. You see $20 on the ground, you pick it up, put it in your pocket. Even steal an old lady's purse. But to get her on the phone through the interwebs, that's fucking cold. That's some cold shit right there. And it's become a rampant problem. And it's 2020. We're already trying to protect the ones that we love. I don't have time to deal with an internet scammer. So I'm going to bring Robin in here right now. We're going to discuss it. I'll hear Ashley's side of the story. But just take a moment today to call the people that you love and say, hey, I'm checking in on you. I want to make sure no one has your social security number. Because it's hard when you're away and then you come back to this shit. All right, let's get into the episode. Thanks for being here. I love you all. And without further ado, Robin McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio, aka my bedroom at my mom's house. You've been wanting to know what's up with her. So here she is. Robin McMahon, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, guys. Hey, Heather. I'm so happy you're back.
I'm happy to be back. Thank you for making me meatballs. I walked in last night, got a warm plate of ravioli and meatballs.
I know, because I'm a great mom.
You are a great mom.
And I'm sitting in your room right now, and I know you just got back, so clothes are everywhere. You'll take care of it. Sorry, once a mom, always
mom. I made my bed. I cleaned my bathroom.
You did?
I'm unpacking.
All right. Sorry.
The micromanagement has to stop if we're going to live together.
Okay.
You've already come into the studio and told me I need to fix my life.
No,
and
your
I'm the only
okay.
one working.
Yeah, you're right.
Between you and me, I'm out there hustling.
Okay. All right. I get it.
I'm about to start slinging your art soon.
Oh, hell yeah. Do you know how many people want to buy this stuff? I haven't had time to post
Mom, I love you, but you can't post. I need to hire somebody who can run your full-time Instagram account and can deal with the sales.
Yeah.
Because I cannot do it. No, I can't run your Instagram and mine and do all the other shit. And I love you, but every time you take a photo and put it on Instagram, half the paintings, you don't have the lighting right. I love you, but you're 72 years old. And I'm not saying that social media and technology is not going to be your strong suit. That's like me not understanding how to be a great chef. You grew up cooking. You're great at it. I grew up in front of the computer, so I know how to use it. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. Let's see if we can find someone. Please, somebody out there, come and take over my
Mom, but you
Instagram.
Don't want to pay anybody. You
yeah,
want everybody.
We can.
Okay, but Mom, you want to pay somebody a nickel and make them a ham sandwich.
Well, I'll make
you
them a
You think
ham.
This is the Great Depression.
No, I'll make them a ham sandwich anyway.
Ew, who eats ham sandwiches?
I know, gross. Remember in 2000, Dad went and bought all that Spam. I said, not over my dead body. I'll never eat that crap.
Yeah, he said, I'd rather die. And he bought all those MREs.
Oh.
And it was like dried beef stroganoff. I said, I'd rather die in the nuclear apocalypse than be shitting in the woods in a bucket. You didn't put your phone on silent,
yes,
Mom.
My phone.
Put your phone on silent, Mom.
Oh, Ashley just said she wants to come visit.
What do you mean, come visit?
I don't know. I told her we were
Mom,
doing
put
a
your
podcast.
Phone on silent. You I just threw it on the bed. What do you mean you don't? No, stop it. This is the
okay,
problem.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Mom,
so
on
I
the side.
The thing on the side. Hit the button. my phone says, what can I help you with?
No, Mom, this on the side.
Oh.
The little silent button. You've had an iPhone for 10 right. fucking years.
My phone said, I'm not sure I understand.
Close it, Mom. Close the fucking phone.
All right. It's closed.
Here's the deal. You think it's really cute to not understand how to use your iPad at the phone. You know, you really get a kick out of it.
Oh,
you
that's
do.
Not true, Heather.
You love to throw your hands up and be like, I don't know how to do it. But this is where we also got into a problem. I come home last night and Ashley told me what happened.
She's got a big mouth.
Throw some bedding on a bunch of different mattresses and sure, they all look alike. The same goes for pillows, but peel away the layers of what that actual mattress looks like inside. And the purple pillow and mattress are unlike anything you've ever slept on. Why? Because they have the purple grid. Let's break that down. It sets the purple mattress apart from any other mattresses. It's a patent comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. With over 1,800 open air channels designed to neutralize body heat, purple provides a cooling effect over other mattresses that just can't be replicated. Every purple pillow is also engineered with the grid for a total head and neck support with absolute airflow. You know, that's an absolutely yes. So you are always on the right side of that cool side of the pillow. Ooh, nothing's better than a crisp, cool side of a pillow in the middle of the night. Purple's proprietary technology has been innovating comfort for over 15 years. And I can honestly see it because when I got my purple pillow, there's nothing better than when you slide your hand underneath a cool pillow at night. And then the next thing you know, it's like my neck feels supported and it also feels nice and crisp. And I'm not getting waken up with those hot flashes around my dang neck. You know what I'm saying? You can try every Purple product risk-free and free shipping and returns. And Purple has financing available as low as 0% APR for qualified customers. Experience the Purple grid and you'll sleep like never before. Go to purple.com/absolutely10 and use the promo code absolutely10 for a limited time and you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/absolutely10. Check them out. Mom, guess what? We're the ones who have to deal with you. She told me that you got scammed last night.
Yeah, she almost got scammed. I caught him in the middle of it and I cursed him out.
Explain the scam.
Well, the guy calls you up and he said he's with the Geek Squad, but he said that Dad had this contract with them.
And that made sense to you?
Yeah, kind of. And he said it, yeah, kind of, because Dad probably did.
No, nobody has it. Mom, the Geek Squad is like a help, is a technologically, it's like a computer help company. Yeah. Mom, you have to hold the, Mom, you're driving me fucking nuts. Hold the mic to your mouth.
It's right up in my mouth, Heather.
No, what happened was Ashley overheard you talking to somebody on the phone. It was a man from Pakistan who wanted you to download a software so that you could share your screen with him, AKA he could infiltrate your giant MacBook and steal all of your financial information. And you were literally going to pay him over the phone to do this. We make fun of people who get swindled where it's like an old lady not make fun of them. I'm sorry. We brought awareness to the fact that, like, you know, these guys from overseas will call an old lady and be like, I need all your credit card information.
Right. You're
absolutely. And you got last night, Mom.
I almost got got. I should have known when he called me from Pakistan that it wasn't true.
But this is what concerns me, is I can't always be here to try and help you not get swindled,
Heather,
Mom.
All I have to do is try and get mocked like this once. It'll never happen again.
It's happened multiple times.
No, it has.
Mom, remember when got the text from Amazon and you clicked on the link and then you called the people and you were about to give them your credit card information? I said, Mom, that's not an Amazon number. You can't, there's no Amazon number. And I had to hang up the phone for you.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, I did forget about
that.
If
you don't know the number, you do not answer it.
Okay.
If they need to get in touch with you, they will text message you or call you. You do not answer it. Unfortunately, and I hate to profile, but if they do not have a perfect, crisp Southern voice and they're not down the street at your local bank and her name's not Shirley, you don't give them your financial information. You know the bankers down at the end of the road.
Yes,
those are the only people you give your information to.
Right. I don't give my banking stuff over the phone anyway. I don't even give my social security number out ever, 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 ever on my right birthday. I always shave 10 years. You never know who's in the office.
Who's in the office? Mom, that's fine if you want to shave 10 years. I'm not upset about you shaving 10 years, okay? Be youthful, be young. But I really came home and then spent the last 3 hours last night
before I went
to bed yelling at you and just concerned. It stresses me out that you almost gave away all your financial information.
Heather,
You're
I wasn't giving my financial information. I was trying to...
share your screen.
Right, yeah, I guess. This guy, yeah.
And so what happened when Ashley came in?
She said, Mom, that's a scam. And I said to the guy, you son of a bitch. I said, you little bastard. I said, you try to scam me. And he said, Madam, I'm not trying to scam you. I said, oh, yes, you are. Where are you? I said, I'm keeping you on the phone for at least another 45 seconds. I am tracing this call. And I said, keep talking. And I turned to Ashley and I said, got him.
But you didn't get him. Also, he called you Madam. What guy working on the Geek Squad uses the word madam?
I thought that was very nice, calling me madam.
Did he have an accent?
Yes, he had an accent. So from now on, if you have an accent, I know you're trying to scam me.
Mom, it's not that you're profiling people that way, but if they call you and they're clearly from a different country,
right,
and they're asking for you to share personal information, i.e. or download anything open a link.
Right. He wanted to open a link. He did not want me to... What he did say was, ma'am, I can't get on your personal information.
Exactly. So why would he need to get on your personal information?
Right. I was going to be scammed. Good thing Ashley was there. All right. So you got me. And we stopped it in time.
Did you check your credit cards today?
Yes, I did. I'm okay.
So this guy called you and he said, I am from the Geek Squad. Madam, I need your personal information.
No, he did not say that. He said, you're going to be charged $399 to renew your membership. And he had my name, Dad's name, and Ashley's name for the computers. And I said, what? He said, yes, you've had a contract with the Geek Squad for over five years. I know. Well, now I know. But he caught me in the middle of them sanding the floors and the dogs barking.
There was a pivotal moment in my career when I really felt like I was cooking with gas, things were clicking, when Spanx made me custom pants to go on the road with. And it is the perfect black pant. You saw me on tour with them and I'm going to be wearing them through my next tour. It's just like literally I cannot describe how supportive and comfy and yummy and flexible and stretchy and amazing these pants are. And the awesome thing is they're now available for the masses. Y'all can get this perfect black pant from Spanx. I mean, I'm an Atlanta local girl. Like Spanx is the icon. That is the my mecca. I wear Spanx all the time and their pants are friggin' incredible. I wore the Spanx four pocket perfect black pant on every stage and moved so comfortably. I felt so supported on stage because I knew I had a great pant on that I didn't have to pull and tug and move around because it just literally just shaped my booty. You know what I mean? Literally gave me that support. And didn't stretch out and didn't quit on me. And that's what I needed. The four-pocket Perfect Black Pant is a part of Spanx Perfect Black Pant collection and was one of Oprah's favorite things last year. I mean, listen, you can take it from Oprah, you can take it from your girl right here. I wear these pants all the damn time. And it comes in six ultra-flattering, smoothing, pull-on styles, including two new limited edition styles, making this collection your go-to for any outfit or any occasion. And I want to literally collect them all. I love that the Spanx Perfect Black Pant is offered in a range of sizes, available in extra small to 3X in petite, regular, and tall inseams. So there's a fit for everybody. And guess what? They're fully machine washable, which is the biggest deal. I don't have time to go to the dry cleaners. Do you? Who does? Come on. Let's be honest. Get your pants now. For a limited time, Spanx is offering Absolutely Not listeners 10% off their order on Spanx.com. So while you're shopping, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you the Perfect Black Pant pairs perfectly with the Spanx Drape front jacket, which features Spanx signature Ponte fabric and their most famous faux leather. That leather jacket that you guys see me wearing all the time, it's from Spanx. It's the friggin' best. I literally like drape it and then put like a sweater underneath it. I wore it all over Italy last year. It's my go-to jacket, my go-to pants. So check out all my Spanx picks, and for 10% off your order, plus free shipping and returns, visit spanx.com/absolutely. That's spanx.com/absolutely. And use the code absolutely for 10% off today. Now back to the podcast.
Let's talk about the dogs.
See, this is deflection. This is what Robin does.
All right, but what are you going to do?
I'm bringing you on the podcast because this is a conversation that I feel like a lot of my listeners need to have with their parents.
Yeah, you do.
We need to all sit down. Yeah. I mean, this happened to one of Ashley's friend's parents who is, they're all attorneys. The dad's an engineer. They're all brilliant. And I'm not saying this, Mom, to embarrass you, but I just think I came home and I was so shocked because you and I used to watch those videos on YouTube about the guys calling. They're like calling from the middle of India and they're saying that they're from the IRS. I mean, I got a phone call like that once. It was like, I'm calling from the IRS. If you don't wire me $10,000 in the next 20 minutes,
you're going to jail,
which first of all, that's not how the IRS works. They just come knock on your door and seize all your properties.
Yeah. And look, if I could get scammed, Heather, anybody can. So take this, I'm taking it as a positive. And I know my guardian angel was watching me over this, but I really yelled at that guy.
He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't care. How do these people go to bed at night scamming people? Do you know God sees everything?
He does see everything.
Yeah, that little
Mom,
shithead.
Maybe this is your philanthropic platform. Yeah. Maybe you start speaking to like a savvy group of women around your age, and maybe that's it. Maybe this is your platform. It's how to not get scammed with Robin.
Yes, exactly. You know what, Heather? You're exactly right. That's exactly what I'm going to do, because immediately I got on Facebook and I did.
Don't worry, guys. She immediately got on Facebook.
And I told all my friends, if somebody from the Geek Squad calls you, it's a scam. And I probably had 10 other people say the same thing. So, yes, I will bring awareness. You know what? I'm going to look up how these other scams work. I'm going to get on your podcast once a week to see if I can't tell people, watch out for this thing.
Mom, I think we've just wrapped it up. I don't think you need to get on once a week. Well, I only do one podcast a week. So you're just going to get on. Oh. You're going to monopolize my time.
No, I won't. No, because there's so many other things I want to talk about.
Okay, like what?
I want to talk about, I know we said this before on the Bumble pics. I got to have better Bumble pics. I don't want to see a guy holding a fish anymore.
That's apparently a problem with young women, young men. Even all my gay guy friends are like, oh, Heather, every dude has one shirtless photo holding a trout. What the fuck? I don't know.
What? Do you think that impresses me? Are you going to feed me? Hold up a reservation that we're going to
at the French Laundry.
Oh, the French Laundry. That sounds good. Hold up a nice bottle of champagne. Mm-hmm. Don't hold up a little stupid fish.
Mom, I think you're on Bumble. Let's have an honest conversation. You're on Bumble because
I'm bored.
You're bored. And Mom, and what you've been doing, and it's a form of deflection and projection even, is all these Bumble dates that you've been linking up with, you're giving to your friends. You're not even going on the dates because I don't think you're genuinely ready.
Yes, I am.
But you're going to, Mom, you're going to feel comfortable going on a date with somebody who's like a friend of a friend, somebody that's already established and that you know. You're not, why are you creeping on the internet? You're not desperate.
No, I know that, Heather, but it's fun to look at them. Look, you don't think all these guys sit on the toilet and swipe right every day when they're having their daily constitution. Come on, give me a break.
You know they what? Do. So why are you you looking?
I just want to see what's out there. And you know what, Heather? I feel like I could start a business sprucing up these dudes.
Oh, you absolutely could.
Oh, God, yes.
When I'm cranking out these podcasts, nothing keeps me fueled up more than the Go Macro bars. And in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Go Macro is proud to support the Keep a Breast Foundation by donating a percentage of net proceeds from October sales of their Cherries Plus Berries Macro bars. Keep a Breast is a nonprofit organization with a mission to empower young people around the world with breast health education and support, which is so unbelievably important. Ladies, if you're not checking your stuff out, you need to. Okay. So I'm so excited that Go Macro has been an incredible sponsor of our podcast. And I love that they're teaming up with Keep Abreast Foundation, which is just amazing. They also have another 15 mouthwatering flavors if, you know, you want to try it all out. And my biggest thing is macro bars are made from simple, high quality ingredients that are, here's the list, certified organic, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, clean, raw, and baby, soy-free. Okay. We're not messing around. Get your hands on Go Macro's delicious Cherries Plus Berries Macro Bars and support the work being done by the Keep Abreast Foundation by going to Go Macro, that's GOMACRO.com, and using promo code absolutely for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Again, that's promo code absolutely for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50 at GoMacro.com. When I say, guys, like Bumble has been super successful and a lot of these dating apps have been incredibly successful for a lot of my younger friends. But the problem is, and this is kind of what we've been talking about, the older generation is not technologically savvy. So a lot of these guys have photos where it's not a clear selfie or it's up their nose. Like they're literally, they're taking the photo and it's a backwards, I mean, it's essentially a selfie, but you can see up their nose, the reflection of their glasses. It's almost like we need to start a service where we bring in a, maybe it's like 60 and up and we bring them in into an office and we spruce them up and we take a proper profile pic.
Right.
Because when they're left to their own devices to upload their own photos, it's a shit show. It's a crapshoot.
And no woman over 50 gives a rat's ass about going hiking. I want to go hiking at Neiman's.
I agree with you there. Yeah. I agree with you.
I don't want to go hiking in the woods. No, I don't want to get on the back of your Harley.
Ew, God, ooh, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel the open air.
No.
The wind through my hair.
No, absolutely
not. No, I want to feel a cool breeze while I'm sitting in St. Bart's.
And please, if you're an older guy, do not flex your muscles with your tattoo showing that says Barbara. No, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know that you sound just like Lisa Kudrow from the Comeback? She would always say, I don't want to see that. Oh, you got to watch that, Mom.
Isn't
you are
funny?
Lisa Kudrow from the Comeback.
What is she doing these days?
I don't know, being fabulous. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, she's a cutie pie. You know what I just heard, Heather?
What?
And I saw it on one of the magazines that Brad Pitt and his ex-wife?
Jen,
getting back together. Is that
I don't think that's true.
It's not true.
They just did a reading of a movie together that was on Zoom with a bunch of other famous actors. And
they were cute together.
They had a cute interaction, but I don't think they're getting back together. Oh. He has 7 kids now.
He's got 7 kids?
I think he has like 7 kids.
Does he have 2 that are, he has 2 of his own and then 5 that were.
No, he has like 4 of his own and then 5 and like 6 more kids.
God bless him. Well. He's making a good life for somebody.
Listen, everybody wants them to get back together. You know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah. I want everyone to be happy.
I know you do, Mom, and you have a very pure heart and you have a very genuinely joyful spirit, and that's where I get my joy from. But that's why I also have to make sure you're not getting swindled and scammed.
Right. Well, I already learned my lesson, Heather. I learned my lesson on that, and I am definitely going to tell the public about not being scammed. That little shit. Oh, if I had my hands around him, he's probably 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably 5 feet
sitting
tall.
Sitting behind a computer screen, just swindling old ladies.
Yeah, bastard.
So let's also talk about the fact you got a new car. Very exciting.
Yes, I did.
Shout out to, who helped you over at RBM? Taylor?
Taylor, right. Nice guy, Taylor.
Taylor, Rita. Shout out to Taylor at RBM of Atlanta.
Yes.
But let's just talk about the fact that Chris took you to go get your car. And you would not drive it outside of the parking lot.
No, I said, you can drive it. I mean, I love my car. It drives like a dream. I wish I got a different color. And
oh my God.
I know women only care about the color.
Wait, but mom, this is the point that I'm trying to get is that Chris called me while I was in Canada and said, your mom is buying this car. She will not test drive it on the road. She drove it around the parking lot and said, that's fine.
That's why
wouldn't you take it out on the road?
Because I didn't give a rat's ass. I was probably texting or doing something else. I didn't care. Heather, I think I'm going to put a pinstripe on my car.
What do you mean a pinstripe?
You know, like a little stripe on the side of the car to just spruce it up a little.
Mom, you're driving a Mercedes.
So what?
It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful silver. I love silver cars. You've got that gorgeous light tan interior.
Yeah, I do.
Panoramic sunroof. And you need a pinstripe? Do you want like a racing stripe?
Yes, a little racing stripe I thought would be cool.
Mom, you are not joining the cast of Fast and Furious, okay? The reason I brought up Sweet Taylor from RV of Atlanta, shout out to them, is that you got the extra added insurance, your wheels. And Chris told you, he was so kind. He walked you through it. He's like, hey, I got your mom. I'm going to make sure, you know, she gets everything she needs. And you were like, he was like, I don't think you need that. And even at RBM of Atlanta, they're like, I don't think you need that. And you're like, no, I need the tire insurance.
Yes.
Within 48 hours of her getting the car.
I scraped the tire. Yes. I couldn't believe I didn't even own the damn
the wheel.
Car.
It wasn't the tire. It was the wheel.
No, it was the tire.
What did you do?
I took a corner kind of fast. I didn't see the curb, and I scraped it. I didn't even own the damn freaking car 48 hours, and I scraped the damn tire. They had to give me a new wheel.
So then Chris calls me, and he's like, thank God your mom got that wheel insurance.
Yes.
Because he said this bitch hadn't even taken the bow off the hood.
Right.
And she takes a curb going 90 miles an hour and ruined one of her tires.
Yeah, I did. Oh, and I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. Heather,
you better never say Mercedes in the car, because every time you say that, Mercedes says, hi, can I help you?
Well, she's listening.
Yes.
Listen, she just wants to be behind you and support you as much as Ashley and I want to. In the world of doing ads for podcasts, I genuinely love talking about Vizzy because it's friggin' delicious. And I'm so glad it is the hard seltzer that's come into my life. Why? Because it's got that added Acerola cherry antioxidant that is chock full of vitamin C. I didn't even know about this Acerola cherry until Vizzy. And now that I see it, I'm like, why haven't we been on this cherry game for a while? Joke's on us, guys. But then we're getting it through a hard seltzer drink? Yes, please. I'll take more. The flavors of Vizzy Hard Seltzer are really, truly refreshing, and they're all natural and they're just delicious. We've got flavors like pineapple mango, black cherry lime, strawberry kiwi, and blueberry pomegranate. Honestly, I've told you this before, the black cherry lime over some ice with a little fresh squeeze of fresh lime, friggin' refreshing. I mean, it'll put you on the beaches of Ipanema. You know what I'm saying? That's how refreshing it is. I feel like going into the holiday season, I'm going to be tilting a little bit more towards that blueberry pomegranate, you know, a little bit earthier. Nothing says the holidays like a pomegranate. I'll tell you what, never hurts to add some vitamins and antioxidants into the mix. And with Vizzy, you can enjoy refreshment now with vitamin C. Like I said, from that Acerola cherry, this new super fruit that we didn't know about, but now we do. And at 5% alcohol by volume and only 100 calories, in less than 1 gram of real cane sugar. That's a big point. Every sip of Vizzy is more exhilarating. Upgrade your hard seltzer with Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase, go to Vizzy, VIZZYHardSeltzer.com. That's VIZZYHardSeltzer.com. Must be 21 and older. You know, I love to tease you, but it's just so funny seeing your lackadaisical, very nonchalant attitude towards internet security, safety driving, you know, online dating. Just all of it. You really just said, c'est la vie. Your hands up. And it's a little alarming to me because I want to make sure that you're safe.
I'm safe. I appreciate it. What am I going to do on my first date, Heather? God, I feel like I'm interviewing for a job.
Here's the thing, Mom. And listen, you're a grown woman. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like you want somebody to travel with and have a cool experience
with.
Yeah,
I do. But someone's got to be able to keep up with me.
That is true.
I mean, they have to keep up with me.
Have really good insurance.
Have good insurance. Right. No health problems. And be able to do things. And I don't want them telling me what to do. We'll get along great.
Do it right. Do it my way. Yes. Robin McMahon.
Yes. Do it right. Do it my way. I think that's a good idea.
I think, Mom, if we can somehow find you a date, I think you'll be more comfortable because you've already had the love of your life. So I think if you want to really have a cool experience with someone, we should do it maybe interpersonal first. Like, you know, if a caller calls in, listen, if y'all have any eligible bachelors out there for my mom, please let me know. What are your requirements?
He's got to be smart. I don't want someone that's 5'7". I like big
dudes. That's very specific.
Yeah, I don't.
So what do you want?
He's got to be smart. He's got to do the right thing when no one's looking.
Mom, wait. You're all over
character,
the place.
Heather,
this is where
character.
I get the ADHD.
No, character,
Mom,
Heather.
You just said you don't want somebody who's 5'7".
I don't want someone 5'7".
It was a throwaway. Then what specific, what height requirement do you need? 5'8 and up?
How about 5'10 and up? 5'10 and up. And I like them kind of stocky. I don't like them thin.
Because I don't
if
either.
They're too thin, I feel like I could squish them, and I'm little.
Yeah, you're like 112 pounds soaking wet.
No, I'm 115.
Oh, wow. I was off by 3.
No.
So you want a stockier man, 5'10 and up.
Right.
How tall are you?
5'4 and a half.
Great. And she wants someone with great character, very
right.
smart.
I like dark eyes.
Yeah, you don't want a fixer-upper. You want somebody who already has their
right.
shit together.
No fixer-uppers. Look, I don't care if he wears goofy clothes. I can fix that up. But I don't need somebody who's trying to make it in this world. No.
Yeah, because at your age, you should have already made it.
Yeah, you should have already made it. And now you want to go have some fun.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want someone who wants to go have fun.
Now, what if you met somebody, checked all the boxes on the list, but then he rolled up and he said, you got to get on the back of my Harley. What would you do?
Well, that would be interesting. Maybe I'd jump on.
Maybe you'd jump on. Maybe I'm going to jump on.
Yeah, maybe I would. I hear Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Ooh.
Oh, can you let him in?
I'll let him in. You want to?
Yeah, why don't you swap with Mom?
Yeah, your hair looks great. Ashley just went to Madison Reed.
Mom, they're not a sponsor of the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry, but she went somewhere and her hair looks great.
Can you watch the dogs? Ashley and I will discuss the home we're going to put you in a minute.
No home. Bye, everyone.
Okay, why are you waving at us? Get out.
Bye, Mom. Bye.
They can't see
bye,
you
bye,
waving.
Bye, bye, bye. Baby, bye, 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 bye.
Ashley, I basically called her out. This is such a natural, absolutely not podcast because it's just the natural progression of you coming home from getting your hair colored and then Mom has to deal with the dogs. Like, y'all are just living in our house. I just sounded the alarm. A mom almost getting scammed.
Oh,
I want to hear about it from
that's
your...
That's an absolutely not.
I want to hear about it from your angle, everything that went down.
Okay, so I actually was supposed to have run to a courthouse to file some paperwork and I just kind of got behind and was running a little late.
Yeah.
And so I happened to be here. And you know how Mom gets, like when somebody calls or when a decision needs to be made, she gets really frazzled and she needs to make the decision immediately.
Yes.
And so I happened to be down the hall and I overheard her on speakerphone because she only takes phone calls on speakerphone talking to some guy saying, now, what do I download? Where do I put it? And they get access to my computer. How? And I come in and I'm like, looking at her and I go, who are you talking to? And she's waving me away. And she's like, it's the Geek Squad. And I look at the website she's on. It's BestBuyNumber40.com. And I'm like, that's not Best Buy's website. What are you downloading? And she's like, it's software so they can see my screen. And I'm like, oh, so they can see all your keystrokes and get all your passwords to everything and wipe you out completely? And so I hung up the phone and she's like, Ashley, this is not a scam. Why'd you hang up the phone? And then they kept calling back and they would call back from a different phone number every time. And it says spam risk.
It says spam risk.
Every time they called, it said spam risk on her phone. And I'm like, you have an Apple computer. You don't need to be downloading anything from the Geek Squad that's calling you in the middle of the day saying they're going to charge you $400 if you don't cancel this service or download this software.
You have an Apple product. Steve Jobs Ghost will actually protect your computer. That's
right.
Why you buy an Apple.
That's what's in the really long warranty and the terms and conditions that nobody reads.
Yes, exactly.
I would love to know who writes those because I bet you they put some weird sentences deep, deep down buried in there.
We should get really high
at
tonight.
At least I would.
And then just read them because you're an attorney so you'd be able to read them and like kind of understand the lingo. Okay, but wait. So what happened after the spammer keeps calling.
Yes.
And when does it click with her?
Well, okay. First of all, I don't know how to use an Apple desktop computer because I've used PCs because I'm an attorney and I'm not, you know, DJing or mixing music or making videos, right?
Right. Hold on.
Mom, you go get the dogs, please.
Oh, God. She's been just standing outside the
room.
Yes,
she has in her little tank top.
In her tank top. Y'all, she had a shirt on and then she just popped in and had like no shirt on.
So, I mean, I didn't yell at her, you know, I was like, look, yeah, I was nicer than you were, which is shocking, actually.
I get really crazy protective with mom.
Well, it made me very like so overly concerned that I actually got a little bit sad. Yeah. I think because I was like, oh, and also some of these scammers are pretty brilliant. You know, I'm 36, which I think is young, you know, but some of this stuff I would have fallen for, you know, doesn't sound completely out of the realm of reality for me to answer a phone call. I just know a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
But I can see being mom's age and having no idea.
Oh, totally. I mean, 3 years ago, sorry, I have like I'm drinking iced coffee and I have one of those like bubbles in my throat.
You can still see her shadow.
Yeah,
the door.
She's standing outside the door. So I was in my apartment in LA a couple of years ago, and I got one of those calls. It was some man who clearly had not an English accent.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying he's from the IRS. And if I didn't wire $10,000 in the next 30 minutes, the IRS was going to arrest me.
Right, right.
It was very jarring because I was awoken, if you will, at like 7 a.m. And I'm like, wait, what? And they kept calling. And I literally, for a second, I think I texted you. I was like, would the IRS ever call me? And you were like, no, this is a scam. But I still just, you know, and I'm at the time was like 30, just trying to figure it out. Like, what just happened? But it is scary. And they are very clever on how they do it. But I just can't believe mom was that gullible.
Well, I got totally scammed when I was in college. This is when it really first started because I don't even think I had a smartphone.
Yeah.
This was like 2003. And
like a razor.
Yeah. I had like
a razor.
The flip phone.
Yeah.
I missed the days.
They brought back the razor.
Oh, well, thank God. Who's using them? Anybody?
I don't know, but what if we, I think.
What kind of job do you need to have where you could like actually have a razor?
Can I be honest with you? I just want a burner. Like I want a phone that I give the number to you, mom, Jeff, and maybe three friends, and that's it.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking people text me. I'm like, call my ass. I hate it.
See, I hate calling and texting. I just don't want to be gotten in touch with at all, which is not a good way to run a business.
I need to tell you right now, Ashley will fucking decline your call so hard. She won't even let it ring. She doesn't even put it on silence. It'll ring once and she'll be like, you've reached Ashley McMahon, the Georgia law lady. And you're like, this motherfucker. And your excuse for everything is, I have court. Oh, I have court in the morning. I have court. Oh,
I know. And now in 2020, I don't have an excuse anymore.
You don't
anymore.
Have an excuse.
But you have no idea how many phone calls I get per day. I mean, it's crazy. Or how many emails I get per day. You know, especially if you run your own business, you know, people will understand this. It's not just work emails. It's people sending you their newsletter for whatever kind of services they think you might need, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I tried cleaning out my inbox and becoming one of those people that has like, you know, 10 new messages and I read all of them, right? And then I delete them if they are not important or I follow up.
I let it build till my anxiety is so through the roof.
Yeah.
That I have to chug a bottle of Chianti and take a pill to then go through them.
It cannot be done. I have determined. I have three separate email addresses. So some people still email me on my personal email. Mm-hmm. Some people email me on my work. Then I've got like a burner email that I'll use for like subscription stuff. I have no less than 365,000 unread emails in all of my inboxes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Either it's insane the amount.
No wonder you have anxiety.
Yes, constantly. I am a stone's throw from having a seizure or like heart attack at any given moment in the day.
And then you got to keep, that's the way I feel with mom because I'm very grateful. Life is busy, but I've got a million balls in the air. And then I got to keep an eye. It's basically like babysitting. I got to keep an eye on her to make sure.
No, it is babysitting.
It is.
It is.
To make sure that she doesn't get fucking scammed and give away all of her information.
Yeah.
And that somebody didn't come get the keys to the house one day because she actually sold it to some guy named Ronnie who called from, you know, homeownersinsurance.org.
I mean, Heather, like I had a moment yesterday where I just kind of like mentally shut down. Like, you know how your brain's like a computer, right? It's running a bunch of different processes in the background at all times,
always.
Right? Like remember to breathe, remember to blink, you know, create
don't
saliva,
shit your pants today.
Don't poop yourself, things like that. All of that shut down when I realized that mother was in the middle of giving some guy in another country like virtual access to her entire computer. And I'm like, okay, how do I stop this from happening? Like, right. I may have peed myself a little bit because that, you know, muscle control just went out the door.
And it was like, I can only function on three modes right now.
Yeah. I'm like, function, you know? Yeah, but poor mom. And she felt really embarrassed about it. So, you know, I feel bad about it. But I would have felt embarrassed too, you know? I was telling you, I got scammed in college. They called me up and told me I had bought, like, entered to, like, win a free cruise or something.
And you're like, I probably did enter to win a free cruise.
Yes, because I am 20 on this phone call, and I was drunk on a cruise, like, 3 weeks ago for spring break, you know, bringing my own alcohol on board.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford anything that's actually on the boat.
Yep.
Yeah, and I ended up, like, you know, paying them $90 or whatever with my credit card to make sure that was canceled or something to that effect.
But, and you got a finance degree from Georgia Tech. You're a fucking genius.
This is before I was in my finance classes, okay? And also,
you're like, it's a free fucking cruise. Any financial advisor would say, go for
it. Also, I had just come off having a beeper. So this was a new territory for me. So that sucks. So I understand it. And they're only getting more sophisticated and smarter on how they're tricking people. And you've got this whole baby boomer generation that doesn't understand real news from fake news, from what's being posted on Facebook that isn't, you know, accurate, that is basically like Bat Boy has resurfaced, you know, and you'd only see it in the National Enquirer. But since it's coming from their friend Barbara, since it's coming from Barb,
three houses down,
they're
like, it's got to be real.
Got to be true.
We're in like this group family text chain between Jeff, you and mom and I. And then we get the emails. And sometimes the emails are just one link and mom will be like, you're never going to fucking believe this. That's the subject.
Or wake up.
It's always wake up.
Wake up.
And then it'll be a link that, like you said, Bat Boy. It's like, a woman is born with 65 nipples. Click here to see them. And my mom, you know, and mom's like, oh, I didn't click. I was too nervous. I'm like, that's called clickbait. It's not real. And then that's how you also get scammed. And they infiltrate your computer and steal all your information.
How about when mom told us that she really loves going to, she told us, like, she was telling us a secret. She goes, I love going to the bottom. You know, if you click on any article from Facebook, you scroll all the way to the bottom and that's where you get to the good articles. You know, that's where you get to the secret that no dermatologist wants you to know. Yes. And I'm like, wait a minute. You are the only person I know who is scrolling down there and then clicking on this stuff.
I'm scrolling down to look and browse, but I know not to click. Yeah, it'd be like the 17 anti-aging secrets that nobody in the government wants you to know.
Yeah, or Sarah's discovery. Yeah. Dietitians and personal trainers hate her. And I'm like, okay, these are just pictures stolen from, like, you know, personal trainers' website.
And it's all, the answer is always ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo biloba.
Galoba? Who cares?
Ginkgo biloba.
What's that berry that you lost cash cab on the bonus question?
Acai.
I called that thing acai for a very long time.
Well, also, okay, for those of y'all who don't know, I was on Cash Cab, I was still living in New York, like 8 years ago. And it is a real show, but the way that they set you up for it, I was with my improv group. I know, cheesy. And we thought we were going to...
There's nothing better than hanging out with your improv group after hours. Oh, yeah.
We thought we were going to a trivia night. Like, we got scouted to go to a trivia night. Hold on.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, y'all, I don't know if y'all can hear it. Rigatoni's downstairs. He hears us talking, so he wants to be in the mix. He is doing his crazy pterodactyl noise. So I said, Mom, go downstairs and deal with the dog just so we can finish recording. And Mom just yells, I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Sorry. Anyways, the question, okay, so let me backtrack. So they picked us up in the cash cab. We thought that we were, I saw the cab coming a mile away. They told us, the producers told us, they were picking us up to take us on a trivia hunt game.
Well, it's got all those lights in it, so you can figure it out. And I assume it's got to have an entire production team. You know,
the van was falling behind.
Right.
We get in. We're asking questions. kind of a sweet memory is one of the questions where we could like phone a friend. I called dad and I texted dad before we got in the van, like an hour before. I said, dad, I have a feeling we're going to the cash cab. They're telling us it's a trivia thing, but to me, I just had a feeling. So dad was like, I'll be at the Waffle House, phone me. So of course we ended up asking him a Georgia question. The answer was Jimmy Carter. So I call him, he's sitting at the Waffle House, answers the phone, gives us the right answer. And we're like, I don't know why. That's just a side note of a sweet story.
Yeah.
But then the question that we lost all of our money on was a four-letter berry. They kept emphasizing on Asia. They were like a four-letter.
I thought it was a goji berry.
Oh, it is a goji berry. It's not an acai.
Okay.
Acai is five.
I don't know what acai is. I keep ordering it and stuff.
It was goji berry. That's okay. Right. And they were like, they kept emphasizing on Asian, from Asian, Asia, Asia. And so I'm like, that moment, I'm like, the only thing I can think of is a mango. And it's not, because they have great mangoes over in Asia. You've been. Fantastic mangoes.
I did not eat a lot of mangoes in Asia. I don't know how I missed
you
that.
You went to Thailand and weren't just fucking gobbling up mangoes?
No, I was eating a lot of eggs with the orange yolk, like the way an egg is actually supposed to look. And a lot of coconut soup.
Also got mango sticky rice everywhere I went.
Okay. Well,
my point
is
the way that they would phrase the questions on Cash Cab, it kind of threw you for a loop because Asia just kept sticking in my mind. I wasn't actually thinking of the actual fruit. Does that make sense?
So you said mango, which is not a berry.
No, I did not say mango. The only four letter fruit that I could even think of was kiwi. And I knew that wasn't the right answer. And I said, I was the one who gave the answer. I said, I know this isn't right, but I cannot think of a four letter fruit right now. I'm going with kiwi.
I don't know why you're so aggressive right now in telling me this story. I feel like I'm getting yelled at by a school teacher.
Because you're very intelligent and you think I'm an idiot all the time.
I would not have known goji berry. I don't know what a goji berry looks like. I wouldn't know where to find one in the wild.
I don't know where to find it. My whole point being is, that was a scam too.
Didn't the, so I thought that you told me they have had a version of Cash Cab in Canada and that guy accidentally ran over somebody or hit a pedestrian during an episode.
I was told that. I'm sure we could do a light Google search of it.
We're not going to do a light Google search.
I think it was like Cash Cab after dark. And I believe that the guy may or may not have been drinking and it was like a hit and run situation. But that was a different host. It was Cash Cab Canada, surprisingly, got a little too wild.
Wow. So anyway, we're never going to look that up or fact check ourselves.
No, we would never.
Everyone who is listening to this podcast, just go
believe
with God
it.
And know that that is the absolute truth. And there is no variation in detail you need.
Absolutely not. Side note, I scammed somebody once in college. Mike,
really?
Yeah, shout out to Lindsay Benvenuti and Melissa Morrison. They've since gotten married and changed last names, but I'm only calling them by their main names.
Okay.
One of them was dating this guy down at like Mississippi State and he was like the worst, you know, he was just being the worst. So we called him. It's a big thing with these guys from the coast that they're really into this thing called Guy Harvey. And
what is Guy Harvey?
Guy Harvey, let me just look it up, actually make sure I have the right thing. It's these like fishing t-shirts.
Okay.
It's kind of like Oakley, Salt Life, that kind of thing. Let me just make sure I'm calling this the right thing. Guy Harvey t-shirts. Yes. It has a big swordfish on the back. That's what they're famous for. So
it's just a shirt with a swordfish on it.
Yes, but it was like a big brand in college. Everybody wore these fucking Guy Harvey shirts. It was like guys from the coast though. Coast like Mississippi and Louisiana. So I called one of these guys. I was like, hey, it's Johnny from Z105.7 in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's an amazing radio voice.
I was like, congratulations, you just won. I literally said, a VW Bug filled with 2,000 Guy Harvey shirts. And I literally said like a trip to Cancun. This guy fucking bought it. I had him on the phone for 30 minutes. Kind of like, I'm like, I need your address. Da, 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 da. Because when I do a prank, I'm so into it. I do not break.
Right, right.
You know me, I love a prank.
Yes, I know.
And we got this guy good and he ended up texting like his girlfriend who I was with at the time. Oh my God, you're never gonna believe what just happened to me. And I was like, this fucking idiot. But I had this voice, it's Johnny from 7105 AM.
See, I was basically the opposite. So in college, I remember, again, this is when people still listened to the radio and it wasn't, you know, podcast or, you know, satellite or whatever. And I called in, I was like between a break, in a break between classes. And so I'm listening to the radio in the middle of the day and I called up like 96 Rock or something like that.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite DJs was hosting and Mara Davis, I think, was hosting. Yeah. And she was asking for like song requests, and I called in to like request AC/DC or something like that. And as soon as I got on air, I could hear myself. And she said, "Hey, it's Mara. You know, is this Ashley? What are you here to request?" And this was my response. And then I hung up the phone. Heather.
A light squeal?
She must have thought a chipmunk called in and impersonated a grown woman of voting age, okay? Who articulated to her producer that I wanted to hear some AC/DC. And then once I got on the air, like panic set in and all I could make was a squeaking noise. And then I had to hang up. Actually, I slammed closed my razor phone.
Did you have a pink or silver razor?
I had a silver razor.
Okay. Yeah. I know. I was more silver. I said, yeah. I need to be a little gender neutral.
Yeah. Gender neutral. I'm not trying to be. Although what I did do is I taped my TI-83 calculator one time to the back of an old Nokia cell phone. And whenever guys, because I went to Georgia Tech and it's like seven guys to every one girl there. And so you'd go out to the bars and I would just keep this thing in my purse and I would pull it out if a guy wanted to like get my number or wanted to give me his number. Uh-huh. And I would just turn it to the back to the TI-83 and I would start punching in numbers like a crazy person.
And they're like, is she in the accounting school? What the fuck's going
on? I'm amazed I didn't get punched in the face. Like,
no, it's because you're cute and petite.
Yeah, that's true. People assume
couple
they're
dudes have
kind of
bucked their chest at me before, like we were about to fight. But for the most part, I've been able to stay violent free.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good. That's good.
Wait, okay. Speaking of radio stations and scamming, do you remember it was Star 94? They had and I talked about this on Instagram a while ago. Somebody totally brought it up to me. They had that competition where they would put all these people in like a Ford Explorer up at Perimeter or North Point Mall.
Yeah. And you had to live in the car?
And you had to live in the car. And they were only allowed like one 10-minute bathroom break a day. And they put them outside the food court.
Which is crazy because I'd have to pee every 5 minutes.
Yeah. And there was like six dudes in a car. And then, you know, as they would leave the car, like you try to be the last one standing.
Right.
But these people would literally live in a car for like 3 weeks in the fucking mall and they could only eat mall food.
And then you win that car that everyone has been living in with their BO and their, you know.
And then a couple of people messaged me and they were like, just so you know, like I worked for the radio station. I've worked in, you know, promos and stuff. It was always a base model. So you weren't even getting a fucking sunroof.
Right, right.
I don't even think at the time you're probably getting a six disc changer. It was probably
one CD. Yeah.
No sunroof, shitty AC.
Cloth interior, which is going to hold the smell
of
all those people.
Of all the Panda Express that you've eaten because that's the only thing you were able to eat. That or no. Sbarro for the last 3 weeks.
Now, don't knock a Sbarro. I like a really greasy, gross mall pizza.
I'll fuck with anything.
Yeah, that's true.
At the mall. I love a food court. I'm really hoping that after COVID, food courts actually come back with a vengeance. Like, I really hope that we're like, this is, I didn't realize I missed a food court until I couldn't go to a food court. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. I hear you.
I love options.
Yes. I like a little bit of everything. I like a buffet.
Yeah.
And I want to get things that don't go together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is this? I'm getting six different types of desserts. Okay. And some ribs.
Why not?
Maybe some mac and cheese. I'm very hungry right now. I have not eaten today.
I know. I am pretty hungry too. Yeah. I love a food court. I miss a mall. I miss an indoor mall. Everything's got to be outdoors. I miss an indoor mall where you're there for 6 hours and you come out and you're like, it's dark outside. I just was crushing it in the limited two. And I didn't realize that I'd spent 16 hours here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those were the days.
Right. I miss like making plans with my girlfriends to meet up at the mall.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we would run into our like prospective like guy friends that we were into.
And they just hung out outside of Hot Topics.
Yes. There might also, and you had to go into, what is the name of that place? Spencer Gifts. And you'd go in there and you'd buy like a fart bumper sticker, even though you didn't have a car. And you were like, whoa.
This is crazy.
This is nuts.
And the guy, Matt, would always be like, whoa, Ashley, you're really like thinking outside the box by buying that fart bumper sticker. And you're like, I know, Matt.
Yeah, I do what I can. Put it on my three-ring binder because I do not have a vehicle to stick this on.
Let me tell you about Ashley. When we were growing up, we went to the same school from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Which is traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. That school is really fucked up. They keep asking me to like come back and do an alumni thing.
They keep asking me to do that too.
I told them to literally in the response on Instagram, I was like, suck him a dick. Not really, but also I would never.
It's,
we have a complicated history.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some PTSD for sure.
We definitely need to get some like attorneys involved. We won't go into that now.
Yeah, I probably should bring this up with my therapist. I talked to her on Thursday. I should probably mention this.
But we had the best time.
Yeah. I mean, great. Yeah, I had a fantastic time.
But my point,
I think, from what I haven't blacked out.
My point being is we went to the same school, all right? Even though we moved houses twice while we were there, Ashley still, when she got her license, had to print out MapQuest directions and put them in a 3-ring binder on how to get to school.
I am not embarrassed about this fact at all, okay? I saw a problem, which is I have no spatial recognition or understand north, south, east, and west, or where any of my friends' houses are or roads that I need to be on.
Yeah.
Okay. I am a new driver and I corrected that problem by printing out stuff from MapQuest. So for me, that's an absolute yes. That looks like, hey, I fixed an issue.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the spin I'm putting on it, and that's what I'm going to the grave with.
Okay,
so
Olivia Pope.
You guys can keep making fun of me for that.
Wow, Olivia Pope coming through with the crisis control.
Who is Olivia Pope?
Scandal. It's Scandal.
Oh, I've never seen Scandal either.
I know.
I've heard it's good.
Can I be honest with you? I don't like dramas. And everybody's like,
I don't either.
I never watched Grey's Anatomy.
I want a stupid comedy.
Yeah, me too. Ding dong.
Yes. 30 Rock, I think, was one of the most well-written shows because of that. Because every time I rewatch it, I'm like, I catch new jokes. And I have seen the entire series probably no less than 4 times at this point.
At least. It's funny, too, with like quarantine and everybody was like, you know, watching new shows. I just cycle through the same shit.
Yeah, me too.
I've watched Curb Your Enthusiasm maybe 900 times because it's the only thing that brings me joy. I know what to expect.
I want familiarity. Mm-hmm. I don't want to push myself or my boundaries or my mental capacity.
Absolutely.
Because I don't have a lot of it left. I can tell you that. I feel like I have some of my brain cells this year have just dipped out. You know what I mean? Like maybe while I was sleeping, they got on like a little marching, you know, band and they crawled right out of my head.
Ashley, I've been saying this all year. Like these podcasts are getting dumber. I can't form a sentence. I've forgotten most of my vocabulary. Like, I don't know how to make words anymore.
So I had an interaction at the drugstore with the lady behind the counter. I was picking up a prescription and I'm wearing a mask. She's wearing a mask and she's a mumbler. Okay.
Fucking mumblers.
Oh, you got to enunciate if you're going to wear a mask, you know, like you got to be able to talk. Okay. I got to hear you.
Yeah.
And all I'm trying to do is pay for this prescription. That's it. Just put my card in the thing, you know, pay for it, get out of there. There were so many options that she went through before I was allowed to pay. Like, do you want to, would you like to be a part of, and I'm like, no, just let me pay my $5.99, you know, and get out. Like, are we now in like some sort of club that I don't know about? And are we rehearsing a play together? I can't.
Honestly, too, I feel like every time I'm at CVS now, there's 6 charities that they're pushing on you.
Yes.
And I kind of want to be like, do you not realize that we're all a charity now?
Yes, I'm a charity.
I'm a U.S. citizen.
Can I donate that money back to myself?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't stand a mass mumbler. And then you just, I have somebody very close to me in my life whose parent I cannot understand. And because they mumble. And I call him Mr. Mumbles.
Well, you know.
And I'm like, I have no idea what your fucking dad just said. I have no idea.
You know, my buddy Will.
Yeah.
Who I basically hang out with 24/7 and talk to all the time. He's a former Marine and he has hearing damage from gunfire.
Yeah.
And it's a very real thing. Like he basically cannot hear out of like one side of his face. I can't remember which side. So he is always either nodding or just saying, And I will have to stop him at least 3 or 4 times a day and be like, did you actually hear anything that I've been saying? He said, nope, I was just hoping you wouldn't ask me.
He also just loves to be an asshole.
Yes. Yeah. And then there was that guy, I want to say he was in Japan, who faked being deaf for like 30 years. So
what?
He wouldn't have to, he's some Asian guy. Yeah. I don't know if it was in Japan or one of the Koreas, like I'm assuming South Koreas. who faked to be deaf so he wouldn't have to talk to his wife for like 30 years. And then she found out about it and she was not pleased.
Did you hear about the guy in South Korea? You know, they're very big on beauty and you know, the K-beauty.
Oh, that's the place to go if you want plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. If I'm going to get like a neck lift or a neck adjustment.
Gills installed.
I'm going to South Korea.
Yeah.
So they're very big into plastic surgery. And I know it's kind of it's a very interesting, like a culturally taboo subject over there because they're changing a lot of their features to be a little bit more westernized.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, long story short, which I'm like, you know, I went to Asia and fucking loved it. And the people are just the most incredible people ever. But regardless, this guy married a woman who had gotten extensive plastic surgery. Then their babies came out ugly. And he found out that the woman he had married had basically had a new face. And yeah. So the babies ended up, of course, looking genetically like she was born with and tried to sue her.
Wait, I think this was an advertisement. Okay. I heard about this, but I believe the real story was, if you did some digging, is that it was an advertisement for like a watch company or a plastic surgery company or something.
Oh.
And it was a fake story that they put out in order to get like free advertising or something like that.
Oh yeah. Hold on. I'm looking at Snopes right now.
Yeah.
Did a man sue his wife over ugly children? Oh my God, this is an ad because these kids are fucking, wow. Oh, wait, hold on. Now I'm looking at, this happened in Denver. No, hold on. Whoa, totally different story. Chinese man sues wife for being ugly, wins $120,000. Oh, never mind. Now it says editor's note. This is on like an actual, like a couple American sites. It says original story was a source to MSN who has since deleted their story. According to Snopes, the story has since been identified as a hoax. Yes, because it was for plastic surgery.
Right, right.
You're right.
I think that came out on Reddit like many years ago and I looked into it. And then you always got to go in the comments on Reddit because somebody's got the actual story.
Can I be honest with you? Reddit is so confusing to me. Well, there's so many subreddits. I don't ever know how to find the original link.
Well, think about Reddit like you would a newspaper, okay? So you open to the art section or you open to, but imagine that there are an endless amount of sections. Like there's a whole section, a subreddit called Kids Falling Down.
Which is just
videos of kids falling down. And honestly, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So it's whatever you want to, you know, join a community in.
But again, I don't have the mental capacity this year to figure out the Reddit of the subreddit.
Look,
I'm dumb as a brick.
I just bought myself a Chromebook. I'm trying to figure out Google's operating system. I've, you know, basically want to slam my head into a glass table because I don't have the capacity to learn new things. I'm just like, shut it down. You know, like if it's not something that's why going on mom's Apple computer, I was like, I have an iPhone. I should know how to use this, but I don't.
I don't know how to use a PC. I tried to get on your computer and windows were popping up. I had no fucking idea.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
And this is why we're sisters. This conversation's gotten so fucking boring. I'm sorry, we're talking about computer software. Okay, now real quick, speaking of switching things up, and I hope I'm not putting you on blast right now, but mom was talking about how, you know, she's been getting on the Bumbles, but really between you and me, I think she's having more fun looking at Bumble for her girlfriends. And I really think it's just because she, you know what I mean?
Mom has a commitment issue.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
But now you recently got back on Bumble.
Yes.
How's it going? I want to hear about it. You know, Bumble sponsored the tour when I was out on the road and I bring out eligible bachelors. I'm curious, what finally made you say, hey, I want to get back on the apps and just see, was it a YOLO moment? It's 2020. Like, are you ready to date? I told my listeners, if they've got any eligible bachelors for mom, send them in. Maybe let's do a love search for you, Ashley.
Okay. Well, for me, the issue with the dating apps has always been that they're just really overwhelming.
Okay.
Because you've got so many people on them.
Right.
And so I get overwhelmed with, I think it's called like paradox of choice. Like it's too many options,
right.
You know? And I always considered myself to be more of the type of person to just meet somebody organically,
yeah.
Right? But it's 2020. Like what bar are you going to where you're going to meet somebody organically? That's
right.
Not going to happen. So I was talking to one of my girlfriends and she actually got married.
Let's call her Claire. Claire in April met a guy on Bumble. Mm-hmm. They are married.
They
got married in October.
No, they got married they met in like April and they got married in like May.
Of this year.
Or June, yes.
Yeah, she's-
COVID wedding.
COVID wedding.
COVID meetup, COVID wedding.
already married.
Yeah.
So Ashley
and they
was,
didn't have like, you know, a big ceremony or anything in case anybody's thinking that it wasn't like a huge wedding. It was just like, you know, a justice of the peace. And
but the whole point is they met and a month later got married.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic together.
Yeah. And I was happened to be talking to Claire, you know, as we're calling her. And she was saying, you know, get back on the apps. Like, there's no reason not to do it. You know, what do you have to lose?
So what are you looking for? I believe that we have to manifest it. We have to put it out there. I want you just to put it out there of what you're looking for in a partner, what your requirements are. And then maybe we can put it out to the listeners. Maybe if we just say, hey, we're looking for a guy on the Bumbles. I just feel like you got to say it or write it down in order for it to just, you know, be put in motion.
Honestly, I want a guy who is funny, who can make me laugh.
Of course.
And looks are not that important to me. Like I have, I've dated everybody kind of, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the other. I've dated short guys. I've dated guys who are over 6'5", like, you know.
You do skew towards a little bit of the metrosexual. You like a European looking guy.
Yeah. I like a good looking face.
Mm-hmm. But if like you got a nice wonky face. Leg, she'll take you.
Yeah. If you got a limp, hey, I'll say if your limp makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, but let
and
me
not
get,
in a cruelty way.
Right. Let's get some age requirements. So if you're like, hey, I need you to, I don't want to be long distance. I need an age. Like, let's go through the facts.
I'm 36. So anywhere from 45 to 27, I would say.
Whoa.
I'm willing to go younger. I mean, mom married dad and he was 11 years younger than her.
Yeah, but you'd need a, just a very mature 27.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I need somebody who's ambitious.
Yes. Very ambitious. Funny. Has a dry sense of humor.
Who does not want to take me hiking. Get out of here with that.
Mom just said the same thing.
Are you kidding me?
She literally was like, I don't want to go fucking hiking. I want to hike at Neiman Marcus.
Okay, I feel like, okay. Here's what I feel like on the apps.
Yeah.
People are so pressured to have some sort of interest outside of like working or vegging out and watching TV, which right. is all I want to do this year, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I would love to have gone to a concert.
Yeah.
Can't. That people are just like, oh, I'm into hiking. I'm not into hiking. I'm not into walking places.
Yeah.
You know, I'll walk if I have to.
Door to door, I'd like to go in an Escalade.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. I don't like working out. I do work out. I mainly do it to keep myself from going crazy, not even like for physical health.
And that's the exact way I feel. It's only to curb the anxiety.
Right. Other than that, you know, I want to be on a beach somewhere. Chilling.
Do you have like smoking, non-smoking, any of those preferences?
I don't really care.
You love a vape every now and then.
I do love some nicotine every now and again. I mean, I don't recommend anybody to start smoking, but I will tell you trying to quit is very, very difficult. Turns out.
It is addictive.
It's addictive.
Okay. So we're looking for a guy 45 to 27, very ambitious.
Funny.
Super funny.
Funny and smart.
Funny, smart, great face. If you have no legs, one leg, six legs, we don't really give a shit.
I don't care how many legs you have.
We just
don't have too many legs. Hang on. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
Do you have four legs? What's going on there?
You'd rather no legs than too many legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Fewer than too many.
Okay. And not, if you fucking CrossFit, don't even pick up the phone and call.
No. Get out of here.
That
if your life is in the gym.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about it. I want somebody who's going to eat a Wendy's number one with me and like, or watch me eat a Wendy's number one and not shame me for it.
Absolutely. And that's love.
Yeah.
That is love.
Don't judge me on what I'm eating or how much I'm drinking.
All right. So we're putting it out there. Ashley, I'm going to let you get back to, you know, living life and we got to go check and make sure mom's not giving away her social security number.
She definitely is.
I want to put that out there. You got to manifest it. So if anybody has a hot brother, uncle, cousin, maybe nephew, I don't know, and you're listening and you want the Georgia Law Lady to be in your life, I need you to start calling in, start DMing me, sending me photos. I need to make this love connection.
But none of these wet blanket guys that are not funny. You better have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're now number one job is to entertain me.
And if anybody says, oh, I didn't vote this year, you're out.
Yeah, you got to have voted. I didn't even know it was an option like not to vote. I mean, ever since I turned 18, I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going you vote. To vote. Also, I just came back from Oregon. Did you know that everybody does mail-in?
Yeah.
They don't even go to a library to like drop it off.
Yeah. Every state has different rules for how you vote and the procedures for that.
I'm like, what the fuck?
It's in the Constitution.
And that's why she's an attorney.
You're welcome.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for listening to the podcast. I just want to do a quick wrap up of, you know, hanging out with the fam. Robin's getting scammed. Ashley's trying to quit smoking. We're all prank calling everybody. But remember, call your parents. Call those older people in your life. Just have a refresher. Even if you think that they're like vibrant and they're not going to get scammed and maybe your dad owns a software company, it doesn't matter. Still call and say, hey, a lot of people are getting scammed out there. I want to make sure that nobody in your life that you love is out there getting swindled, because the devil is alive and he is trying to get us. And you say, Jesus be a fence, because I'm not fucking dealing with it. 2020 is a shit fire hot mess of an asshole, and grandma doesn't deserve this. And stay safe. Love and light. Gucci gang. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.